Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master hanging with Captain Slate from Captain Slate's Atlantis Dive Center and the Dive God. I'm the meat in that sandwich right now. I feel honored, and that sounded weird, Neil. I apologize for that.
But two dirt bags,
man. Yeah, okay. There's that, I guess. But Captain Slate's getting ready to do the famous hammerhead shark dive that they do here. This has been on Shark Week God knows how many times. And in all your years, all your diving with the nurse sharks and everything and the eels and God knows what else down there in Key Largo, you've never done anything like this, but it's time for you to check it off the list. Is that right?
Well, I've done with hammerheads and Galapagos. We did get the close-up stuff we're going to do here. We're feeding them and getting to pet them, which I like that. But, yeah, I've seen plenty of hammerheads over the years, but usually one or two. Nothing like we're going to do today.
Well, yeah, those are big hammerheads, but these are like 12-footers. You know right. That, right?
That's still big.
Yeah, there's rumors. You know, if you've seen the Shark Week TV shows, there's been rumors of a famous hammerhead shark called Old Hitler here in the island of Bimini that they did entire shows on Shark Week that they said it was like 21 feet long. And yeah. It was like the urban legend kind of shark. I don't know if you'll see one of those, but a 12-footer is pretty common here, Slate.
And that's a big shark.
Yeah.
I know for years the quote largest hammerhead shark was rated around 14 feet, so that's a big shark.
Yeah, well, like I said, that's the urban legend shark. And like I said, you Google it, you'll learn all about Old Hitler. Okay. Fishermen here in Bimini talk about having Old Hitler show up and steal or catch or eat it before they can get it reeled into the boat. But there's so much history on the island of Bimini. Have you been here much before to Bimini or what?
Quite a bit. I've come in a few times, a lot with Neil when he has moved around back and forth from here to the other islands. In fact, like I said, I was here 47 years ago when I met Neil here, and he had a shop for about, I don't know, 3 years. And I was here again when he reopened at the Big Game Club, and we were walking him down the street. And of course, like you said, everybody knows Neil. I was just amazed at how many of the locals were calling him Dad when he was walking down.
Yeah. What's that all about, Neil? Does that go back to the four wives thing?
Yeah. Well, maybe. But we don't talk about that.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
We won't go any farther with that.
Right. What happens in the islands shows up on the internet eventually, but whatever.
What happens in Bimini stays in Bimini.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But, yeah, no,
but regardless, yeah, I mean, it's a beautiful place. You know, like we were saying, we're hanging out at the dive shop, Neil Watson's Bimini Big Game Club or Scuba Adventures. What is the official
Bimini
title?
Bimini Scuba Center. Read the
yes,
title.
That's right. Well, I'm looking at multiple signs here. But Neil Watson. Say you want to go dive with Neil Watson's operation at Big Game, and they'll pick you up. Whether
ScubaCenter.com or NeilWatson.com.
Exactly. See, that's what you got to remember for sure. But they'll take care of you, and they're going to take care of Captain Slate. How do you feel about him going out there and doing that today? Is this kind of a cool thing for you, too?
I have been so looking forward to getting him. I mean, his daughter's done it. Everybody's done it. And I'm really excited about his response when he gets back from the trip.
Well, no, it's kind of when you've done this, been there, done that kind of thing. There's a pay it forward type of attitude that Neil is kind of. He's kind of shown me that over the years of doing scuba radio for so many years. Yeah. And he's introduced me to places like this, you know, in Bimini. And he was nice. Now, we've kicked back and had a beer up there on the hill overlooking the beach with some conch salad, a kalik, and a cigar more than once, thank God.
Better than that.
Well, it doesn't.
One more thing could make it a little better. That's the close to as good as it.
It goes back to those four wife issues, yeah. And that's I like hearing the stories, and I'll just leave it at that for me. But God bless him, and I just, you know, he's always been very generous in wanting to show his friends, hey, look at what we have here. You got to check this out. That's what you kind of enjoy that.
And I'm so proud of my son and his operation, and I want to show the world, man. And I've never had anybody disappointed.
Well, there you go. Well, and that kind of, you know, the next generation's like Brittany, the Aqua Gypsy, and she's almost become semi-famous here on Bimini too by spending quality time. And we were stopped a couple times, and Brittany's like, "Hey, Joe, how you doing?" She's blazing her own trail there, right, Britt? What do you think?
Yeah, I don't think I could ever live up to anything like Neil here, but
this live.
Is very, yeah, right. Yeah, to tell the tale, though. But this is a very, very special place. So if you ever have the opportunity or the chance, get on the Bellaria, get on a plane and come to Bimini and stay at the Big Game Club. Have fun, kick back, relax, and go on a dive with Neil Watson.
Yeah, well, and you bring your friends. You know, you mentioned the Bellaria, the Fast Ferry.
You can watch the sunset and the sunrise.
Yeah.
The island 700 feet wide at the widest point.
Right. So right now, we're on the east side, I guess, right? Are we? When we're here at the dive shop? I don't even know. Because it sits in the west over the hill there at the beach. And the beach here, by the way, unbelievable. I mean, it's really, it's postcard type stuff. But, you know, when we're on the cruise, we met one of our people at Walt's Bar. John is his name. Hey, say hi, John.
Hi.
There he is. And he's been cruising around the world from cruise ship to cruise ship, living on a cruise ship. And we started talking to him, tell him, like, hey, you know, this is the dive god, this is Cap Slate. And we're just chatting, and he was like, hey, let's adopt this guy for the day. We brought him along to have him show. Once again, it goes back to that paying it forward. You got to show him what we got here, don't we, Neil?
What we got, absolutely.
Yeah, and we apologize in advance for the other extraneous stuff he might pick up. But he's in for a treat as we just begin this. And Captain Walt's kicking back, having a good time, getting a massage in Bimini right now from Jeanette, who is hanging with us as well. Life ain't too bad, is it there, Captain Slate?
If there's another place I'd rather be today, I can't think of it.
Yeah, well, there you go. Absolutely. And what do you think, Brittany, when you come to a place like Bimini, what's on your list today? I know we're just kind of going with the flow, hanging out at the dive shop now. They're going to jump on a dive boat. Is it getting that conch salad for lunch today on the island, or what's your favorite thing to do in Bimini?
Yeah, besides diving, but just seeing all the friends that I've met along the way and just how welcoming everyone is. I can't wait to go back to the Dolphin House and Pat and Ebby's and hanging out at the dive shop. We just watched a bunch of divers take off, and it's always good to see a dive boat go out filled with people.
Right. Yeah, we were taking the tram from the cruise ship to the docks here in Bimini, and there were some folks that were saying, oh, yeah, we're going diving. We can't wait. I said, oh, really? I said, well, you're sitting across from two legends, Captain Walt DeMartini and Captain Slate, and they were like, huh, who? And then we said, that's that guy that feeds fish with his face? Oh, my God, I know you! And they were like, pigs and, you know, yeah, that stuff. All right, we got more coming up from Bimini with the diving legends next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.